Numbers 8:11, Work of the Lord. I want to talk to you about some Old Testament priestly duties that are still significant for us today. In the book of Numbers chapter 8, verses 5 through 26, we see the cleansing and dedication of the Levites. Who were the Levites? The Levites were the priests. They were the people who were responsible for ministering to the Lord. Only the people born in the Levite tribe could minister directly to the Lord. We are no longer under the Old Testament rules. We are now under the New Covenant, which was established through the blood of Jesus. This New Covenant has resulted in you and I becoming part of the royal priesthood. That is, if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you are a priest. If you turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verse 5, the Bible says, You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Peter goes on to say in verse 9, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You can also check out Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. This is significant because you and I are priests to the Lord. A person doesn't have to be born into a specific family or spend years in seminary school in order to be a minister to the Lord. The criteria is a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, let's look at some of the Old Testament priestly functions. What were some of their functions or duties? Number one, the priests portrayed holiness and consecration to God. So too, we as believers in Jesus are to be holy and consecrated to God. Number two, the priests were teachers of the law. The law was their scriptures. Thus, we are called to teach the word. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to be a pastor of a church, but Paul writes to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. We are to be prepared to teach the word of God. Number 3, healing. Recall in Leviticus chapters 13 through 14 that the priests were in charge of discerning and cleansing the lepers. The New Testament priests, you and I, are responsible for healing the sick, cleansing the lepers, raising the dead, and casting out demons. Jesus himself gives us that mandate in Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Number 4. The Levitical priests were in charge of ceremonial cleansing of both people and things. That's significant to us today because we have the authority of cleansing things and or people through casting out the enemy. We have the authority to walk into a spiritually dark place and cast out the enemy, thus cleansing it. And finally, number 5, the Levites carried the Ark of the Covenant. Now, if you recall, the Ark symbolized the visible presence of God. The glory of God rested on it. You and I are called to be the visible presence of God. The glory of the Lord is to rest upon us and radiate from us. Thus, we can see how some of the Old Testament duties and responsibilities still relate to us today. May we be holy priests, ministering unto the Lord everywhere we go. Will you please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ? Dear Lord, I desire to be a holy priest before you. I ask you to please wash me and cover me with your blood, cleansing me of all sin. Please come into my heart and be Lord of my life. Please help me be a good representation of you. I am asking for your help, Lord. Use me mightily for your glory. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.